do it long distance. Is that all right? This morning, kids, I'm talking about prayer. Time. And we're going to talk about how to use time. And so many of you, have any of you had homework during this time? AMI packets or homework during this time? Okay, good, good. I know Mount Ida kids should be about through, right? Is Monday the turn-in day? Okay, if you haven't got that done, I'm not going to say you hadn't used your time properly, but you're probably going to need to go home and get it ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow's the day they get turned back in, right? But anyway, I wanted to talk about time, because in the Bible it talks about, in this scripture that we're going to talk about in this sermon, about using your time wisely. And I started thinking, you kids, man, y'all started summer a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, had a little homework here and there. But the Bible says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. And then here's the part I like, making the best use of the time. And I started thinking, what are some ways that you can make the best use of your time this summer? Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. First of all, you can read your Bible. Okay? You have the summer months, you can read your Bible. That's very important. Or if you can't read, have your parents read your Bible. Or like I used to do with my boys, I would tell them Bible stories. And so you can read your Bible. Here's another thing you can do. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can accept Him at your home. And maybe you've had some questions and you can ask your parents. You can accept Him at home just as well as here. And so that's something you could do this summer. Here's another thing you could do. Maybe you've already accepted Him. You could get baptized. You say, well, we don't... There's no baptistry down here. And there's no... Listen, we can always find a way to baptize. And what we can do, we go upstairs and we can space people out and we'll do nothing but have a baptism service for you, because it's important. If you have a swimming pool, we'll just invite people over to your house and we'll do it in the swimming pool. But the thing I want you to understand is that just because it's summer, it doesn't mean that you just waste time. Some of you, here's what you should be doing. Reading, playing outside. Those are all ways to take advantage of your summer. And I hope you'll do that. And so I'm going to pray that you will take advantage of the time you have this summer, and that you will use it wisely. Okay? Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for these young people. And I pray that you would be with them and that you would help them use their time wisely. And I'm just grateful for them. And Father, I just look forward to seeing what you're going to do at the end of this summer, because they have used the time wisely. So Lord, thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.